This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, our phone lines are open for you right now with your great question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310 to get on the air with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. A couple of things to keep in mind as we talk with CJ and Malia this morning. The telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And again, if you have a question, love to get you on the air this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Also, as mentioned, joined by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Happy October.
Woohoo! Yeah. We had CJ.
We are here.
Yeah, I wonder if we lost CJ there. Oh, CJ, do you hear us okay now?
I can. Hey, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. I don't know why we weren't able to hear you there for a moment, but you are with us, CJ. Great to hear from you.
Yeah. Good to have you.
And we've got a great conversation ahead. We are going to be talking about Social Security and also a little bit about taxation of Social Security, which I think a lot of people are a little gray on. There's a lot of misinformation out there. We'll get that important stuff out to you as we do the program this morning. Another really cool thing we do during the show is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Chance to win a fantastic prize. And this week, no exception, the guys and gals from Kloss Financial got a $25 gift card to Starbucks for the winner of the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that prize. But first, before we get rolling on this week's conversation about Social Security, let's take a look back at last week and not only do the question, but get the answer as well from the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week.
Yeah. So, you know, many times we're offering financial planning tips for everyone. Obviously, we are trying to help people get closer to their big retirement and guide them through that. But the other end of the spectrum is also trying to watch out for people. And so we discussed identity theft last week. And so a lot of interested listeners called in to try to win the prize. But Ruth of Madison was the winner. So congratulations to Ruth. The question exactly was, how many consumers in the United States were victims of identity theft in 2019? Was it 3 million or 14 million? Unfortunately, the correct answer was over 14 million people were victims. So if you didn't hear last week, you can listen to our podcast and learn some important information.
It was a really insightful conversation last week. And of course, you can get that podcast on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And again, we'll do another Kloss Quiz Question of the Week a little bit later on in the program. As mentioned, we are going to be talking about taxation of Social Security. And I really think a lot of folks are a bit surprised when they discover that benefit is actually taxed.
They are. Can you hear me okay, Sean?
Loud and clear now, man.
Perfect. Great. Yes. So they are. Many people who are new to receiving Social Security are super surprised to find out that their Social Security benefits may be taxed as ordinary income, which means they'll have to pay income taxes on it each year. Now, this is especially common among those who continue working while receiving retirement benefits because their earned income can take them above certain thresholds that are set up by the IRS Social Security benefit. But a look at the numbers. So over 64 million people, which is one in every six U.S. residents, collected Social Security benefits in June of 2020. One in every six U.S. residents. So that's a lot of people drawing from Social Security. And the history on this is that Social Security benefits were not always taxable. As a matter of fact, when it began, or when it was created in 1935, and it began paying out monthly benefits in 1940, the Treasury Department issued specific tax ruling that made it clear that Social Security benefits were excluded at that time from federal income taxation. Now, due to legislation that was enacted in 1983, Social Security trust funds formally began to have Social Security recipients begin to pay taxes on a percentage of their Social Security benefits above a certain income threshold. And that's where we stand today, by the way. It is possible that if you're in retirement and your only source of income is Social Security, or your overall income is low enough, you may pay no federal income tax on your Social Security. But if it hits a certain threshold, which we'll talk about in a little bit, it could be 50% taxable. And then another threshold, it could be up to 85% of it could be taxable. But currently, almost 20 million people pay income taxes every year on a percentage of their Social Security retirement or disability benefits. And that number could, if the current laws governing the benefits of taxation go unchanged, that number could go up over time. Now, with that being said, Social Security, what's known as SSI, so Supplemental Social Security Income, is not taxed at this time. And then finally, one of the unique characteristics of Social Security that it actually gets its funding from both employee and employer contributions. So if you work as a W-2 employee for an employer, you may pay about 6.2% of your income goes into Social Security, and then your employer puts in another 6.2%. But here's where people get confused. They say, well, gosh darn it, I'm double taxed. I pay tax on the way in to Social Security, and I pay tax when I receive it. And truth be told, I know I'm going to burst a lot of bubbles right now, but that is not true. Let me repeat that. That is actually not true. Now, So let me explain. When that from your employer and from you goes into the Social Security Trust Fund, known as it's withheld from your paycheck, you are not paying federal income tax when it goes in. Where people get confused is that because it's not an optional withholding, it is commonly referred to as a tax. Right. So this is where it gets confusing. They say, oh, well, I'm paying tax because Social Security is a tax. Now, I'm not going to get into the argument about whether it is a tax. What I'm going to say to you is when it's withheld from your check, there is no federal income tax withheld on it. Therefore, it does make some sense, even though it wasn't the original design, it does make some sense that a portion of it might be income taxable when you receive benefits in the future. Now, again, I know I'm bursting a lot of bubbles. I don't want to get into an argument about it as much as I want to make sure you're clear on that.
Really important distinction to be making as well. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That first appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary. So when we talk about taxing Social Security, who is taxed on their Social Security these days? And is there a way for us to calculate this?
There is. So if your only income is from Social Security, as I mentioned before, your benefits likely are not being taxed at all. And again, that we're talking federal income tax here. Truth be told, as Malia can attest, states vary as to whether or not states charge a state income tax on the Social Security benefit. As an example, in the state of Illinois, currently at least, there is no state income tax on Social Security benefits, whereas Wisconsin's the same. But again, when we talk about tax here for the purposes, we're talking about federal income tax. If you have other taxable income besides Social Security, such as from a job or freelancing or a pension or withdrawals from your retirement account, then 50 or 85% of your Social Security benefits may be subject to federal income tax. Now, again, if I've said this once, I've said it 1,000 times. Commonly, people will confuse what I'm saying, and they'll say, you mean that they're going to tax me at 50% or they're going to tax me at 85%? The answer is no. No. What we mean is that if your total income in any year is high enough while you're drawing Social Security, up to 50% of your Social Security benefit could be deemed as income taxable at your marginal rate. Same thing with the second number, which is up to 85% of it could be deemed as income taxable up to your marginal rate. Now, to determine the percentage, first you have to calculate what's called your provisional income, which is your adjusted gross income, not counting Social Security benefits, plus any non-taxable interest, and then add in half of your Social Security benefit. So again, that's your provisional income, which is your AGI, not counting Social Security, plus any non-taxable interest, and then add in half of your Social Security benefit. If when you do that calculation, if you're single and your total is less than $25,000, then your benefits are not taxable at all. If you're single and it's between $25,000 and $34,000, then 50% of your Social Security benefit may be taxable. And finally, if you're single and it's over $34,000, then 85% of your benefit may be taxable. And to compare that to married filing jointly, If your income is $32,000 or less, then Social Security benefits are not taxable. If you're married filing joint and it's between $32,000 and $44,000, then 50% is taxable. And finally, if you're married filing joint, your total and your income based on that calculation is over $44,000, then 85% of your benefits may be federally taxable.
Really good stuff. Hope you're taking notes. And if you did miss part of that, a really great information, very important stuff, great understanding there as well. You can always listen back to the podcast at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, great opportunity right now to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. I mentioned the website, klaasfinancial.com, and their telephone number. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll talk about when's the best time to take your benefit. We'll find out from CJ and Malia what that answer is next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIVA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with CJ and Malia and taking your calls at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Don't forget, CJ and Malia, our retirement planning professionals, come to us from Klaas Financial. Their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking Social Security this morning, and was taking notes in that last segment, and I'm definitely going to be taking notes here, Malia. I'm going to guess that I'm not alone in this, but the question, of course, I think often comes up is, when should I start taking my benefit? When is that? What day should I be penciling in here, Malia?
Right. So, Sean, we know your date's like, I think, age 75 for you or 80. So 80, yes. Just don't even sweat it today. But this is such a timely question only when it pertains to individuals listening right now, right? I woke up to an email this morning, ironically, from a client saying, Malia, I know I want to start my benefit in 3 months. What do I need to do? What do I need to understand? Is this the right time? So again, none of this seems real until it's you. And so hopefully we're giving you a head start on that. And really, when to start collecting it depends on your individual financial situation. So we would just tell you to pause and look at some of the questions that you personally need to explore. What type of debt are you going to have as you enter retirement? This is a really important issue. We were very anti-debt on the show, if you've listened to us for a while. If you're carrying a lot of debt, perhaps we're going to give you a suggestion that maybe the Social Security benefit, taking it sooner than later, may make sense. Perhaps. What are your income needs actually going to be in retirement? Do you still have a spouse working? Are you benefiting from a pension that you'll be receiving? Do you have a spouse that's going to be collecting Social Security? Looking at longevity in your family is key. It's not a guarantee, but it's key to the question. Yesterday, I had a client say to me, well, I have a family member who works for Social Security, and they told me to start right at the age of 62. Hmm. And I said, well, it's a bigger question than that. Someone telling you that's when you should start. Now, if you can tell me, and I don't want to get morbid, but if you can tell me how long you are going to live, then CJ and I can magically tell you exactly when to start. But fortunately, nobody knows that. I think that's a good thing. And we really want to err on the side of caution. That's what we do every day is plan. And we really are looking at the potential for our clients to live to the age of 95. And if that is a real potential, we may offer you a different guidepost for that. So the first thing you really need to understand is what your full retirement age, or some people just say normal retirement age, is. And that's the age when you first become entitled to your full or unreduced retirement benefits from Social Security. So remember, everybody knows you can start receiving benefits as early as age 62 or as late as age 70. So if you were born between 1954 if you're born between 1954, your full retirement age or your FRA is age 66. And if you're born between 1955 and 1959, it's age 66 plus some months. Born after 1960, you're looking at 67 years old as of today. If you go to ssa.gov, you can find out exactly when your full retirement age is. And that's really the starting point for this discussion. If you're working, how much, if you could decide that you're going to continue working, even if it's part-time, how much you're going to be earning? It may be worth you waiting to collect. So there is a limit to your income if you collect Social Security prior to that full retirement age, and we'll explain that in a moment. And then the one thing of excitement, we always talk about this, is one of the best ways to have a positive addition to your Social Security benefit is if you wait. And if you wait from that full retirement age to age 70, you actually will get delayed retirement credits, DRCs, which calculate up to 8% per year. And we can't guarantee anything like that. That's a wonderful plan if it works out for your situation. So again, if your full retirement age, your FRA was 67, then your benefit could increase by 24% if you waited till age 70 before collecting. So what we're going to tell everybody to do is slow down before you make this decision, because it is a pretty impactful decision. Speak to Social Security, speak to your financial advisor before you sign up.
Really good guidance, great information there. And again, no reason to wait past 70. Again, go back to the important stuff of talking with your advisor and, of course, talking with Social Security. Really good stuff this morning, as always, with CJ and Malia. If you've got a question, still got time to get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310, Kloss Financial's telephone number, right here in Madison, 442-563. 37 and online klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. And along that line, for folks that say, okay, I'm going to take my Social Security early before my FRA, what are some of the restrictions that people should be watching out for?
Right. So what we're going to talk about right now is a reduction in your benefits. People like to think of it as a penalty. It's not a penalty. It's a reduction in your benefits. If, in fact, between the ages of 62 and your full retirement age, if you are collecting Social Security, if you actually have total earned income over $18,240 in 2020, you will actually have a deduction in your benefits. So Social Security will deduct $1 for your payment for every $2 that you exceed that limit. So if you're working part-time and that part-time income is right around $18,000, you're going to probably be okay. But if you're coming to us and saying, I'm going to be making $50,000, you know, in retirement working as a consultant, we're probably going to tell you it probably makes sense just to wait so you don't get that benefit reduced. Now, in the year that you reach your full retirement age, your benefits will be reduced by a dollar for every $3 if you earn above $48,600. So they do give you a buffer for the year that you do retire. What's important to note is that there's no limit on workers who are full retirement age or older for the entire year. So once you reach that age, you could earn $100,000 as long as you're full retirement age. It would not impact your benefits. So that's really key. Maybe you retire for a few years, Sean, and then you come back earning the big bucks.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly. I'm due.
And then also, if you've earned your own Social Security benefit, you are entitled to all of your own benefit, or 50% of your spouse's, whichever is greater. So people get a little confused about that. We understand. That's why we depend on Social Security to give us all the good answers.
Really good stuff and a lot of great information there. I mentioned a website. We'll get more details on that. We'll also head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll get to the Kloss quiz question of the week in just a moment, as well as the Money in Motion listener question corner. There's some great resources out there. The internet, it is on computers now. And let's talk a little bit about, for folks who are looking for a Social Security statement and kind of understanding how to estimate their future benefits and how somebody could apply for benefits. There's some great resources, aren't there?
There are. So you used to be able to, or they used to send these statements to you in the mail. But as you can imagine, there's 350 million people here in the United States, and many of them qualify for some sort of Social Security benefit either now or at some point in the future. So they used to mail these out to everybody, but that was getting a little bit expensive. And so a few years ago, Social Security Administration set up a wonderful website that you can go to see your earnings history, make sure things are reported properly, and calculate a future benefit. And that website is www.ssa.gov. Again, you can go on there. Now you're going to have to set up your own login. They're going to run you through like a credit check verification. This freaks some people out because they'll ask you questions about what car you had a loan on 8 years ago, or, you know, what address you lived at 12 years ago. So don't be alarmed by that. They're just pulling the credit report information that's available to them so that they can verify it's you setting up a login and not some hacker. But with that being said, Malia and I really encourage people, jump on there, check that about once a year, if not even more so, just so that you're making sure your earnings history is correct and so that you can project a future benefit.
Really good website there. And of course, that is ssa.gov, ssa.gov. Another great website, of course, is Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com. Now that you can learn more about Kloss Financial, you can also submit a question to be answered right here on the program. As a matter of fact, Mary Jo writes in this week's Money in Motion listener question corner. She says, how is my Social Security benefit calculated if I only worked 25 years?
Ah, great question, Mary Jo. And yes, as Sean, as you reminded, do encourage people to either call in during the show or submit a question through our website online. But Mary Jo, wonderful question. So we've talked about this on the show before, but Social Security benefits are based on your lifetime earnings. And the formula is a little bit complicated, but it averages the income from your highest 35 inflation-adjusted years of working. Let me repeat that. It averages the income from your highest 35 years of inflation adjusted income. If you stop, now your question is, what if I only work 25 years? Well, think of it this way, Mary Jo. You start with 35 zeros. Let me repeat that. You start with 35 zeros. And so you have replaced 25 of those 35 zeros with some number. And of course, replacing a zero with anything is better than replacing it with nothing. So effectively, Social Security replaces those zeros, Mary Jo, with one of those years of working income. And then if you don't end up working at least 35 years, then you have 10 zeros remaining as part of your calculation. Now, some people go, oh, that's terrible. I should try to replace all those zeros. And truth be told, yeah, you can, but you don't have to. It's just, yeah, you don't have to. And then finally, if you've already accumulated at least 40 quarters, which is the equivalent of 10 years. So again, 40 quarters or 10 years of working history, that's when you first can actually calculate a benefit. If you don't have at least that, you might be surprised that when you go to the ssa.gov website, they will tell you you don't have enough quarters to even qualify for a benefit. So hopefully that's helpful, Mary Jo, but really great question.
And a really great website there and great information as always. Talking with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, their telephone number at the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that. It gets to know you appointment and conversation with Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How many people collected Social Security benefits in the United States as of June 2020? Was it 64 million or 100 million? Telephone number 442-5637. First call, correct answer, will win that $25 gift card to Starbucks. And again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Telephone number 442-5637. And online, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out. You guys have a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Coming up next, Full Scope with Dr. Nicole here on 1310 WIVA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, money, money.